I want to share with you today the greatest verse in all the Bible, John chapter 3 and verse number 16. It came from the lips of the Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest man who ever lived, the greatest preacher who ever lived, and he uttered here the greatest words that were ever spoken to meet man at the greatest point of his need. You know the verse well, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life." I just want to share this verse with you. I know it's familiar, but I never tire of hearing these words. John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world." In this text, we have some of the greatest things that we could ever consider. First of all, there's the greatest possible reality. The text begins with the words, "For God." God is real. The greatest possible reality, the eternal, everlasting God, the one who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who was there in the beginning, who created all things, who governs all things, God who is holy, God who is righteous, God who is unchanged and unchanging, the greatest possible reality. But there's something else in this verse, the greatest possible charity. "For God so loved." God is many, many things. He's righteous. He's all-knowing. He's everywhere present. He's all-powerful. He's just. He's righteous. He's pure. But God is love. And that's a wonderful truth for us. God is love. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen could ever tell. It reaches to the furthest star. It stoops to the gates of hell. Could we bethink the ocean fill, or were the skies of parchment made, or every stalk on earth a quill, or every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. The greatest possible reality, the greatest possible charity. But I also see in this verse the greatest possible mystery. "For God so loved the world." This world that is so sinful, this world that ignores God, this world that misrepresents God, this world that maligns God, and yet God so loved the world. He loved a world of sinners lost and ruined by the fall. That's a great mystery. A God who is so high and so holy could love us who are so low and so sinful and so unclean. God loves you today. Understand that. It's the greatest possible mystery. But there's something else here, the greatest possible charity. "For God so loved the world that he gave." Now, the measure of a person's love can be determined in what they're willing to give. God gave the very best that he had, his only begotten Son. Why did he do it? Because there was none other good enough to pay the price for our sins. Jesus only could unlock the gates of heaven and let us in. The Son of God went to a cross and shed his precious blood and died for us there. It's the greatest possible gratuity. But this verse also gives us the greatest possible opportunity, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's for the whosoever. John Bunyan, who wrote Pilgrim's Progress, said the greatest word in that verse, and indeed all of the Bible, is the word whosoever. If it said John Bunyan, he says, I would despair, because likely there would be another John Bunyan somewhere more worthy and deserving of God's love than me. But it says whosoever. And I know that that includes me. What an opportunity God is giving you today to respond to the call of God in the gospel and to come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Even in these days in which we're living, strange days, hard days, God is giving us a wonderful opportunity. But there's something else here, the greatest possible tragedy, because it speaks about the possibility of perishing, being lost forever in your sin in a Christless hell, without grace, without God, without mercy. That would be the greatest possible tragedy for you, to live in this world and to die in your sin without Christ and without a Savior. But for those who trust him, for those who come to the cross and confess their sin and acknowledge their need of salvation, there's the greatest possible eternity, that they might have everlasting life. That's the greatest possible eternity in heaven with Christ, which is far better. You know, D.L. Moody, the famous evangelist, before he died in his church in Chicago, was afraid that maybe somebody would come someday and not preach the gospel, not preach the blood, and fail to get people to the cross and not preach about the love of God. So to make sure that that church would ever stand as long as it was there for the gospel of God's redeeming love, he had erected on the pulpit wall the words, God is love, in letters of iron with little gas lights in each one. And so in flaming letters in the midst of that church, as long as the doors were open, God is love, in flaming words of fire. One night the sexton came to open the church early. The first thing he did was he went into the dark sanctuary, and before turning a light on, he lit the gas lanterns, and so the words blazed out like fire. God is love. There was a homeless man, a drunkard, living in the vicinity. He often saw the multitudes going in and out of the church, but never felt worthy to go himself. But this night, knowing that nobody was in and the door was open and the caretaker had already gone in, he looked in through the doors of the church, and there he saw, for the first time, those words, God is love. He purposed that he would come back later and hear Mr. Moody preach, which he did. He sat at the back of the church and listened. But more than listen, he couldn't get his eyes or his thoughts off those wonderful words, God is love. That was the thing that broke his heart, that God loved a sinner like him. And before that night was out, that man had come to put his faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Will you do the same? God is love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Come to Christ even today. If you're a Christian, rejoice in this, and maybe share this message with some that need the Saviour in these days. Wouldn't that be a wonderful wee witness, a testimony, just to show to somebody else that you care for them, that you love them? Send them the link and let them hear this message from the Word of God, God's love. Thank you for listening. May God bless you richly.